I'm Rona Tarrant. The Florida State Senate has passed a package of gun control measures in the wake of the Parkland school shooting. The proposals include raising age restrictions on the purchase of all firearms, banning bump stocks, and imposing a 3-day waiting period to buy any gun. The lawmakers rejected a statewide ban on assault weapons, but did include an opt-in program for the controversial proposal to arm some teachers. The version that passed would make most classroom teachers ineligible, though other staff would be able to have weapons. Story 2. Meanwhile, US bishops have said the idea of arming teachers seems to raise more concerns than it addresses. In a statement, Bishop Frank Duane and Bishop George Murray advocated for setting a more appropriate minimum age for gun ownership, requiring universal background checks and banning bump stocks. The bishops also said mental health services should be addressed, as well as exploring ways to curb violent images and experiences. Story 3. A Melbourne court has opened a month-long hearing into whether Cardinal George Pell should stand trial on decades-old charges of sexual offences. Cardinal Pell, who is head of the Vatican's Secretariat for the Economy, has strongly denied what police have described as historical accusations by multiple complainants in the state of Victoria. The Cardinal has taken a leave of absence from the Vatican to face the charges in Melbourne, where he served as Archbishop from 1996 to 2001. Story 4. Aid trucks reached Syria's eastern Ghouta region for the first time yesterday since the start of one of the war's deadliest assaults. However, officials say the convoy was forced to pull out of Douma after shelling on the town without fully unloading supplies. Aid officials also said the government stripped some medical supplies from the convoy before allowing it through. The UN says 400,000 people are trapped in the area.